Blog Talk Radio.
Jamarcus, you live.
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy DJ Beecher from Fly Life Radio. You know what it is, baby. I appreciate you guys tuning in with your boy, yours very truly, DJ Beecher here on Fly Life Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a dope-ass lineup with some hot-ass tracks ready to play. Pretty much who we got coming on today is my boy Epic One from No Coast Battle Rap. He also owns his own FM station as well. So let's go ahead and give my boy a wonderful welcome hand. How you feeling today, my boy?
What's going on, Avicii? I'm good, man. How you feeling, man?
That's good to hear. I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm feeling pretty good, pretty fly, pretty great. You know how it is, man. You know how we get down.
That's what's up.
All right. So, I mean, starting off first, you know, go ahead and introduce yourself about that social media. You know, tell the people a little bit about yourself for the ones who don't know about you.
All right, I'm Epic One, E-P-I-K One, or Epic Uno, in case you didn't know. Now you know. You can find me at Twitter. You can find me at Twitter at E-P-I-K-U-N-O, all together, all bunched up, Instagram, DJ, E-P-I-K with the number one. Or you could pretty much Google Epic with a K and the number one. No space between everything. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. Chi-town, Windy City. Pretty much got into hip-hop when I was young, like teenage years, doing graph. Moved on to breakdancing. From breaking, I moved on to DJing, producing. And all along, I was just freestyling with my buddies and, like, getting into battles at B-boy events. And, man, just freestyling. And from the freestyling, I started writing songs. And then as a DJ, I was like, yo, man, there's a lot. This is like the 90s, like late 90s Puff Daddy era. I was like, man, there's this whack hip-hop coming out. And I already knew the sound I wanted in my head, so I pretty much started making beats. You know, I'm very influenced by, like, the classic 90s, Souls of Mischief, Diggable Planets, you know, Wu-Tang. Yeah, man. And then, like, later on, when freestyle battle rapping the whole time, and then like the Scribble Jam event started happening. I started following that. I always wanted to get into Scribble, but never got the chance to do it. But after that, you know, I just followed battle rap, and then we turned into the written format, which I never thought I'd be a part of. But No Coast came along to Chicago. We had Grind Time around that time, but I didn't feel like I was ready with my pen game yet to step up to the battle league format. But I ended up going into No Coast, man. But that's a little brief history on me, man.
So, like, you know, at the time when you first started stepping into battle rap, did you feel as though that was something that you always wanted to do? Like, you knew for sure that point going forward, this is what I'm going to build off of, and this is what I'm going to try to go ahead and break out for myself to, you know, try to gain a personal business, you know? Like, was this always something?
The battle rapping is like, it's the Jordan in me, man. It's the competitiveness in me that I always wanted to prove myself, you know? But I never wanted to say, like, yo, I want to be like I'm very influenced by Juice, MC Juice. And I'm like, yo, like, I wanted to be like Juice. I wanted to be like them top guys. But at the same time, I wanted to make good music. So it was like I was cool, like, left and right. You know, my right side of my brain wanted to do music, and the left side of my brain wanted to battle rap. Like, I always wanted to do both, but now that I'm older and dwell in both worlds, I realize that it's hard to do both. It's a hard balance to have, and then you throw in your life in it, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to balance life and battle rap and, you know, making music. So that's where I'm at, you know, with it right now at this present moment.
That's deep, but I mean, that's most definitely understandable. You know, there is certain things in our lives that, you know, we most definitely want to put at the highest pinnacle as possible, you know what I mean? So I could most definitely see battle rap, you know, most definitely being one of those top three for you. So trust me, like I said, also, you know, I know you said that you also rap as well, and trust me, we got some of your tracks queued up and ready to play in the pool. But before we get into that, you know, I also know that you have a radio station as well. I want people know about that as well.
What was that? I'm sorry, it came in a little staticky. What was your question?
You're good. I was saying that I know that you have a radio station as well. You know, before we hop into the track, you know, about you, all of you know, go ahead and let the people know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I've been starting a radio show. I got on board with my homeboy, DJ System 4, and we get down at WLUW 88.7 FM, Loyola Station, Loyola University, Sundays 10 to midnight. You can tune in at WLUW.org or 88.7 FM, or you could even download our app, WLUW, for the iPhone and the Android. And I got on board with that the beginning of the year. And ever since, because I had the DJ skills and I was a feature on my guy's show, and he was always like, yo, Epic, come back, come back. Yo, we want you, I want you back, I want you back. And and pretty much I was like, all right, let's do this. And I got more focused on it and started finding clean music. And I was like, you know what, let me just jump on board with you full time. And now I'm his co-host. So me and DJ System 4 have a show called Crucial Rhythms. Like I said, you could tune in every Sunday, 10 to midnight. Yeah, Crucial Rhythms. Well, we've been having top-notch guests like Wordsworth. Next week or so, we're going to have OC from DITC. We're going to interview him. Just top local acts, the Palmer Squares from Chicago. We're gonna have them as well, and we're gonna focus on battle rap. We had DJ Pompey not too long ago for the DJ Pompey. We're gonna have him back to do a DJ set as well because he gets down with the turntables, and we get down on the Technique 1200s. You know, that's how we do it. No MIDI controllers here, man. Straight up turntables.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep it old school, keep it authentic, keep it original. And speaking of original, I do see here in the lineup we got one of you one of the tracks featuring E. Brown, Fall Chicago. Now before we get into this, tell me a little bit about this. How did you and E. Brown get together? You know, where did the name for the track even come from?
Okay, the song right now is currently called Chicago or Chi-Town. And me and E. Brown, we've been knowing each other for a long time in the hip-hop scene, in the Chicago hip-hop scene. And we're always talking like, yo, we got to get down. We got to do a track. And you know, we talk a lot. And then finally it was like, all right, let's do this for real. And I had this track on the back burner. I sampled it, you know, chopped up the samples, and my buddy Il P., which is down with my camp, Underpaid Productions. That's the production team. And he, like, helped me out with the drums. So we collabed. Me and Il P collabed on this beat. And then I showed it to E. Brown. E. Brown was, like, going bananas for it. So it was a rap. The topic was pretty much easy to write because it mentions Chicago. And I was like, you know, this is the Chicago song. This is it. You know, so that's how that song came about. So it was easy as pie to think of a concept for that. And hit up E. Brown. E. Brown came through with his verse real quick. We recorded it. This has been on a back burner for about 2 years, so we're finally busting it out now. I got music that has been put on pause, you know, for life problems and you know, and like pretty much battle rapping too. It takes away time from making music. But now that I've kind of like got that out of my way, now it's time to work on this music. You know what I'm saying?
True. All right. Let's go ahead and introduce the world to one of the hot jams we got lined up tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, for, you know, the love of music, this is my boy Epic One featuring E. Brown Chicago, baby. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Live through the golden age, out of towners trump, but they swear that they know their way. Traffic really sucks. You gotta find a different route. Once you're stuck in traffic, there's no way you're at getting out. Hate segregation, how they got us locked down. That's why you see cameras on every single block now. I'm sick of house music and all this stupid trap sound. It looks like there's no choice, that's all we can have now. But we got rock, we got blues, we got soul. The city that's infested with a ton of potholes, and God knows it's how it is in every neighborhood. That's why you won't catch my chilling up in Ravenswood. Going up west, it's something like a death trap. This rules the street, you should never make a left at. They're out hunting citizens like we own a meth lab. Won't do it up east, cause that's where the bread's at.
City of hate, city ass lakes, and well hidden stakes. Respect the center great. They break your legs right before the race. A jury place. Hooker with a magnificently made a face. The fucking wild onion with a smell you can't even taste. For Jesus' sake, junkies spray their baby for a freaking ace. Nieces get molested by mannish uncles with sheep and straight. These sweeping apes initiate the increase in the murder rate. Slicking gang banging up at church. Burn up by the way, don't violate. Cause competition we annihilate. And Cuban Eminem who served their ass up on a diner plate. So don't fight a state. Where I rest, produce some of the best. But oftentimes I wouldn't mind taking a show out west. Or maybe east, where they properly acknowledge a beast. Just getting love from this city like drawing blood from a leaf. This deep, you might have paid for the sugar, but it ain't sweet. In these streets, even your peace will leave your head next to your feet. Don't trust a skeezer either. Cause shy senoritas are stash a heater near the beaver. And rob a fashionista for the sneakers. Life from the windy, where even the food is trendy. First place of the lead actor for Mork and Mindy. Second city.
Never in my life could I ever leave the shy. This is where I live, most likely where I'll die. I'm a local cat trying to make it worldwide, but the city's full of hate and everybody knows why. Cause we don't support each other like artists in other towns. Instead of uplifting, we're known to hold each other down. Where Jordan hit his last shot, the scandal with the black socks, the rich to the half-knots, the hood up to the Hancock. They push my people down straight to the northwest. In the 50s, you wouldn't see one of us up on your doorstep. Forget a snow brush, you better have a broom. It could be winter in the morning, next to sunny afternoon. The windy city ain't made for no craft powers. In an hour you could have rain, snow, or maybe showers. People like to pull out their chairs when it snows, cause they shovel the spot, now they think it's their own. The greed is so real, you could tell and it shows. And then the city comes in just preparing a toe. With thirsty opportunists, that's what it seems like. They run over your children just to catch a green light. Hate these little hood rats, thinking that they so fly. And love the attention that they get from all these old guys. Welcome to the shy, the home of the purists. They call me Epic One, I'll be guiding most of your tourists. Now go and do it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my boy Epic One featuring E. Brown Chicago. That was a dope hitter right there. That was a dope hitter, man. One of the lines that resonated with me was, you know, he was stating that we really don't support each other like other cities. You know what I mean? And that's kind of crazy, you know, that you were able to really get that place in there, because a lot of artists overlook that because they're only thinking about me, or money, clothes, cars, and hoes, you know what I mean? So how do you really feel about, you know, artists around the world, especially within the region of Illinois, not being able to help each other, you know, grow, you know, pretty much feed each other knowledge that, you know, somebody may have that another person doesn't?
Yeah, man, I had to throw that in because Chicago has a nickname called Haterville. You might have seen it on some shirts, man. And it's not necessarily all like that. You know, when you get down with different artists and to a certain level, you know, they show love regardless of the fact. But it does get to the point where if you're nice, they don't see you as dope. They see you as competition, you know. And I always say the crabs in a barrel, we're all crabs in a barrel pulling each other down at times, you know. And it feels like that because Chicago's very cliquish. You know what I'm saying? Like people that are down with this certain group are not down with this certain group, or they heard this about you and your homeboy doesn't like you on this side, and because his homeboy don't like you, they're not going to support what you do. They're not going to come out to your events. And I could always tell how it was, and that's what made me work harder to like keep pushing and keep stepping my game up and keep, you know, putting new goals for myself. And so if you want to make it out of Chicago, best thing to do is network with the city itself, but you got to get out of Chicago and network outside of the city, go to other towns. And so that's my personal feeling on Chicago. Some people are going to say differently, but that's just how I feel about it through the experiences that I've been through. And that song is going to be on my new album, Epic 1.2, which is going to be released single by single. And that's one of the singles that's releasing, so you're getting a little advanced, you know, preview of my next album coming out.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, make sure you guys most definitely cop every single that the man releases. Because, I mean, as you see, it's some real shit, but it's also fire. And I believe we also have one more track lined up for you here as well. It's called Design Your Life Away, right?
Yeah, that's the song that me and Sam... M.I.M. the MC is also No Coast battle rapper, freestyle champion, one of the illest freestylers in the city. He's down with my crew, SAK, and he's also down with Underpaid Productions. And for your listeners, if they want to cop the album that I presently have out right now, that's called Epic 1.0, and you could look that up on iTunes and Spotify. If you just Google EPIK with the number one, the album pops up. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. And so me and Sam are performing this song tomorrow at Subterranean.
Hey,
for an event that
he has.
Yeah, we're gonna be debuting this song. So this is called Sign Your Life Away, or Sign the Dotted Line. We changed it up. Sign the Dotted Line, and pretty much, LP did the production on that. LP is Underpaid Productions, so it's a big trifecta of Underpaid Productions. And I had wrote this verse a long time ago, and I just never really quite finished it up. And then I was like, yo, Sam, this is perfect for you. This is like, he had wrote a song a while back about, like, same thing, dealing with contracts. He didn't recycle bars, and he just wrote new bars for it, but he already understood the concept. And I was like, yo, you'd be perfect for this. So it's a concept song. This song is not really in my part. I start off the verse. My verse doesn't really focus too much on, like, dropping multi-syllabical rhymes. This is more of a character that I play. I play at A&R, and I'm trying to sell this dream to this rapper, you know. And Sam I Am plays the rapper that rebuttals what I'm saying in the second verse. So it's one verse that I start off, you know, being like an A&R type of dude trying to sell you this dream. And then Sam I Am is the MC that rebuttals what I have to offer. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's deep right there. That's deep. That's like almost a Macklemore when he made that album and he dropped that single about him, you know, walking up in the record label, and it just looks like a ghost zone. It's crazy, but I most definitely feel that it sounds like it got some serious vibes. But it also shows me, as I'm checking here, we do got some callers with their hands up. So if we can, I know we got too much longer, but before, you know, I'm able to let you go, I at least want to get a few callers in to talk to you. So, Black Steel, let's go ahead and bring on caller number one. Caller number one.
720-391-LAR.
Yo, we on or what?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, how's it going, man? This is Miles. Miles Pingarelli. I actually just called in as Miles Jones. It's actually a name change. I'm out of Denver. Right now, my name's under Miles Jones. Yeah, man. I'm working.
And Miles, I most definitely got one of my wonderful, awesome homies. They're awesome. They're also a radio DJ and a battle rapper. Got my boy Epic One on the show with me today. So I know if you most definitely got any questions before anything else, you know, you can most definitely go ahead and ask him.
What up, Miles? What up? What's going on, my dude?
Yo, what's going on, man? We're just chilling out here, man. We got some moves making. I got this mixtape that we just did with we put our track Contagious that we just put out with Eazy-E, son. We just got the music video out on YouTube. You can check that out, Miles Jones channel. MILEZJONES or Z. And yeah, it's a mixtape. It's Underground Hustle 59. It's hosted by Burns of Mayday. And it's got some good features on the whole track in general, on the whole album in general. It got features from Burns, Tech N9ne, Eazy-E3, and some good local artists across the board. I found plenty of good tracks and stuff. So we got that going out. And my boy Verbal Pimp, who represents, he's with Wu-Tang Management. I'm with ZM&S Productions. I just got to make that clear. He's the homeboy who got the hookups. and he represents Iron Chamber, and they got this song. I produced two tracks for them that are on the Drizzy Wright mixtape, which I believe is the Underground Hustle 60, the next one after that.
Well, check it.
Verbal Pimp is also dropping a track with Juicy J, too, man.
That's what I'm talking about. It's most definitely putting this to work. Well, check it. Like I said, my boy Epic One is also a radio DJ as well. So, I mean, if you guys can most definitely click up somehow or, you know, however you guys want to work that out, I mean, you can most definitely hit me up after this show on my page, AVICHI. You will most definitely see the flyer for tonight's show posted. I mean, most definitely hit me up. You know, I'll see if I can get you guys linked or, you know, whatever the occasion might be, and see if we can get that done. Sounds good?
Absolutely, man. We always network. Me and Verbal Pimp, man, we work with all locals. We love to collaborate.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Shows, whatever. Heck yeah, man.
Miles, do me a favor. I want you to go ahead, like I said, as of right now, go ahead and send me a real quick message on Facebook and my artist page, AVICHI, and I can most definitely get that information taken down. Do me one more favor and also hang on the line. Rock out with your boy DJ Avicii and DJ Epic One. And when you feel me, I do appreciate you coming through, showing us so much support and love, man. And hopefully I catch you on the next show as well. You got some hot bars to spit, because the next show, I'm going to make sure I have it for all listeners.
Hell
no
yeah,
worries,
man.
So,
for
so
sure,
real
man.
Quick, if anybody wants to send us some songs.
No problem at all, man. No problem at all.
If anybody wants
to send you guys have a good night then, man.
You as well.
All right, take it easy.
All right, thank you
take
very much for putting me on. Y'all take care.
All right, peace.
If anybody wants to send me some clean songs, you know, for the radio station for WOUW, they could just email me at djepikuno@gmail.com. So djepikuno@gmail. If they want to send me some clean songs, and I'll definitely, you know, if it's hip hop related, I definitely will play it. It's clean, I'll play it. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. So definitely, thanks for checking that out, and thanks Avicii, man, for putting me on, and shout out to all the new listeners, everybody out here, you know, supporting real hip hop, and tomorrow, Subterranean, 2011 West North Avenue, Twitter at EPIKUNO. Instagram, DJ EPIK, the number one. If you just Google EPIK with the number one, you'll get pretty much everything dropped down, catered for you, iTunes, Spotify, and the battle raps. As far as my battle rap catalog, it goes with I battled Blaze, a.k.a. Epic Nguyen. That was my first battle that I got into because the whole Epic thing, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, he actually forced me to start writing battles. You know, because I had to confront that. You know, I had to check that. And if you look at that, you'll definitely check that out. And then I have another battle with Orlando Hoorig, which Sam I Am just battled. That just released. And then in my next battle with Jezai, you were there for that battle with Jezai, right?
All right. Well, check it. I do appreciate you stopping through, flying through, rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii here on Fly Life Radio. I mean, you most definitely didn't have to do it, but you did honor us with your presence, and I really, really do thank you so much for that. Most definitely shout out to all the fans. Believe it or not, I actually have Epic Win, a.k.a. Blaze, in the house right now. He's a little preoccupied, though, but it's all good. Hopefully we'll be able to get him on the next show, you know, so we can chop it over with us as well. But what I want to do for you, something special, I want to go ahead and end you out on the track we were actually talking about earlier. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, this is my boy Epic One. Sign your life away, baby. Make sure that y'all check out his show tomorrow and every single he's going to pretty much release for his upcoming EP. You feel me? Make sure y'all stay on top of that.
Thanks, fam. Thanks, Avicii. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Just sign a dotted line. You wanna be a rapper? Sign the dotted line, I'll give you $1,000 grand. You'll start off just fine, but you'll have to pay it back in the due time. Keep coming up with catchy songs and catchy new lines. Make sure that your sales don't start to decline. You have the gold fronts plus the bling to shine. Listen to the way that I'm straight telling it. I'll give you 2% from whatever I'm selling it. Go get a cameo, get Missy Elliott. Dumb it down a bit so it don't sound intelligent. I have you on tour, slot by every whore. Cassettes and CDs up in every store. That's all it takes, yo, it don't seem tough. Plus I have you every drug you could possibly think of. I'm spilling money by the minute like an oil leak. Stay loyal to me, I'll supply you with the royalties. We got a market that appeals to the clubs. Plus we got a different market that appeals to the thugs. This is my final offer, you better take it now. You don't need a lawyer to come and help you break it down. So what do you say? You want the price of fame? If not, I'll find another chump exactly the same.
Want to blow up in no time, sign a dotted line. Want to bling and be wildly seen, sign a dotted line. Want to sell records, sign a dotted line. Can't be underground forever, you running out of time. Want to blow up in no time, sign a dotted line. Want to bling and be wildly seen, sign a dotted line. Want to sell records, sign a dotted line. Can't be underground forever, you running out of time. Want to blow up in no time, sign a dotted line. Want to bling and be wildly seen, sign a dotted line. Want to sell records, sign a dotted line. Can't be underground forever, you running out of time.
I'm from the underground, I round and spit the bars the hardest. Hit me, I'm lyric, you're the type to pick a walking target. I represent lyricists, killing it and starving artists. So you think my type of music is too hard to market? You say hip hop is dead, it doesn't happen. So what, my respect to Avalanche for a cash advance. Promise to fans, money, accolades, and distribution. You keep saying what I'm gaining, but not what I'm losing. Can't switch on too much, even if the people love it. Pulling too many streaks, people will view me as a puppet. Let's talk about royalty sales, I wanna make meals. Offering me 2%, am I skim milk? I feel guilt, dumbing down my sound without improvement. If it ain't million units, gotta deal with recouping. Celebrities so no integrity, I can't get with it. Thanks, but no thanks, I'm saying independent.
Just pass. Ain't just pass. Just pass. Why don't you sign a dotted line? Just sign a dotted line.
DJ Adventure, you live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, I do thank all callers. I appreciate it so much for you guys coming through, rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii here on Fly Life Radio. Also rocking out with my homie Epic One. It went from WLUWW. You feel me? I do thank him so much as well for coming through, rocking out with your boy DJ Avicii here. It was most definitely an honor. So all I can really say is thank you again so much to the fans, the supporters. Shout out to my girl. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my family. You know what it is. 2017, we taking off Fly Life Radio in a fly style, man, a fly style possible. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, pretty much end this show here on a few hot tracks. You feel me? And I guess we're going to end it out with my boy Shepherd Hughes. And this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is Too Fast. I'll holla at y'all next Friday. Deuces.
Riding down 90, going about 90, thoughts on like 99, gotta stop at high D. Haters wanna take my place, that shit is unlikely. Goofies want my name erased, that shit is unlikely. You still not over it, show me how to love again. X6, M4, show me how to love again. St. Patrick's Day, mid-March, I'm marching to my death again. Love for German engineering, at least you the one that's scaring.
Behind the workers in my trunk, yeah. Don't tell me what you want, nah. I ain't one of these little punks, yeah.
I just want to try.
Behind the workers in my rear, that shit you said I don't hear. I'm sorry, got no fear.
mama don't like me. Your sister boyfriend wanna fight me. I'm not scared to get my ass beat, but that shit is unlikely. To the ghetto nigga in the trap with the wild wood and the white tee. Cowboy with some Nikes.
I just wanna find out. 500 horses in my trunk. Yeah. Don't tell me what you want. I ain't one of these little punks. Yeah.
I just wanna try.
Find all the horses in my rear. That shit you said I don't hear. I'm sorry, got no fear. Yeah.
I just wanna try.
Find all the horses in my trunk. Yeah. Don't tell me what you want. I ain't one of these little punks, yeah, yeah.
I just wanna try.
Find all the horses in my rear. That shit you said I don't hear. I'm sorry, got no fear. Yeah.